This is all about how to learn any subject. I've got a few questions for you. Can you remember, out of all those hours you spent as a student, probably about 10,000 hours, how many of those hours were actually spent teaching you how to learn? Can you recall a single lesson devoted to memory techniques? And how many hours did you spend on the art of concentration? Did you ever have a lesson on the art of observation? What about visualization or mnemonics to help you memorize things? Well, if the answer is no, you can't remember, well then neither can I. When I was at school struggling away, I was expected to get on as best as I could. Nobody ever taught me how to learn in the first place. Now, I wasn't a natural, as you probably guessed by my school reports. Sadly, I didn't enjoy school. The whole learning process for me was an uphill struggle. What I now believe is, this is what every child should have, is to be taught how to learn. I've got a phrase which says, teach the teachers how to teach the children how to learn. There should be training for all students at least once a month, preferably first thing on a Monday morning, how to learn. Now, I get letters and emails from people all over the place, and it's the same thing. I got your book or I got your course. Great, I passed my exams with flying colours. But they say, look, Dominic, why don't they teach this stuff at school? It's a good question and it beats the hell out of me. Now, can you believe this? I dropped out of school when I was 16 because I couldn't hack studying any longer. I just didn't know how to absorb the knowledge in the first place. Now, I get parents sending their children to me. To me, that dyslexic kid in 1967. I'm teaching them how to learn. You've got to admit there's a certain irony in all this. You know, I never realized that learning could be such fun. Now, earlier, we touched on mnemonics. Remember, a mnemonic is any device that aids memory. Do you remember we talked about the famous one? Richard of York goes battling in vain to give you the colours of the rainbow. Well, here's another one. Every good boy deserves favour. Now, if you take the first letter of each of those words, you get EGBDF. So these are the line notes in the treble clef. There are lots of ditties that you can make up, and you can use them to remember anything. Take physics, for example. This is my favourite. Volts equals amps times resistance, or V equals A times R. Now, all you've got to think of is virgins are rare, and you're not likely to forget that. There's another one. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Mnemonics are a favourite for medical students as well, and they're great fun if you want to convert chemical symbols into images, or atomic weights, historical dates. It goes on and on and on.